Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and we'll continue on with our dog days here. I didn't call the last thing that I recorded dog days in the number, because it was kind of a special thing, and I wanted it to have a little bit different title. Who knows? I'm sitting here trying to find an audience with these. I'm talking about finding an audience, and I'm trying to find a way to find an audience. And so the thing about Medium, which I talked about yesterday, is at least at first it seems like, since it's a bunch of social networking guys who did Twitter, and guys who understand blogging and getting the message out electronically, because they invented Blogger, I'm assuming that there's going to be a you publish it and you get it out there on the social networks kind of an aspect of this. At least that's what I'm hoping for. And so if you should listen to yesterday's little audio boo, it's only 5 minutes, but mediumwrites.com. And when it gets started, you know, we'll see what it actually has. But you need to at least go out there and stake your claim. And when we're talking about, you know, finding an audience, I had talked briefly a little bit earlier here before I started off on this whole big three kind of a trek. I had talked a little bit about how I am pursuing Tai Chi in an active way here, more active than I had in years, although it's been many years that I've been intending it. It's kind of like Python, you know? I keep on saying I'm going to learn Python, and this year I've actually taken some active measures to actually really start doing that and plan to continue on. And I've been kind of playing around with this whole Tai Chi idea, but I'm actually taking active measures here. Well, I think it's interesting the way that I got to this particular Tai Chi class. I received a Groupon for the Kansas City area. You may be familiar with Groupon. There are some other ones out there where you get some kind of a deal, right? A lot of times it's to attract people to retail business, and you pay $5 and you get $10 worth of stuff. Or you pay $25 and you get $50 worth of food at a restaurant. So the idea is to get people to come to your establishment. Once they see your product, your service, or your combination of both, they will then become regular customers. So it's to draw people in, right, who are not aware of your business. So the guy who offers the Tai Chi class actually has written the Complete Idiot's Guide. You can go out there on Amazon and find that. Little plug, ding, for him. And there's some older versions of that and the latest version of that that's available. Now, this is not a technical kind of a guy. He does drive around in a very eco-friendly, you know, hybrid automobile and things like that. But he's not that much into the high-tech kinds of things. And he doesn't have an electronic version of the book, although apparently that's coming in the next version. I was asking him about it. And it's going to be very interactive. So if you're interested in that, you might want to look out for that coming up in the future here. The new version of the book, I guess, coming up later on this year, maybe, and then sometime in 2013, the electronic version of the book is going to have lots of interactive videos and things like that, that I think will be very good. So he's not that, you know, on the cutting edge, doesn't even have an ebook version of the book, doesn't have his videos and his audios on iTunes or the Amazon or Android stores. All of which I may have some talks with him about getting to do that, assuming he has, you know, rights to all that kind of stuff, which I think he does. He could get all those kinds of things out there and probably make some increased revenue for now. But the idea was that he's giving these classes, and it's a very reasonable amount of money, I think, for, you know, 6 weeks worth of class. And so he says, come and try it for free. So every so often, he sends out a Groupon invitation and says, come and try the class for free, and if you like it, then you can, you know, pay the fee to continue with the classes. And that's how he finds some people who are interested and draws them in. So think about that. That's another electronic way to gather an audience for some type of goods and services. If your goods and services are not something you necessarily deliver online, what kind of way can you use online to get more customers? Bye now.